And we are now recording.
Okay.
And this one, I don't know where we can put that. It's very little.
Do I have a pocket?
Pocket.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I am officially a bionic woman. Okay. All right, here we go. And here's some batteries. Those of you that are listening on tape, my apologies to you. We had to do a little sound check. So I'd like to welcome all of you to the Sacramento Innit Group annual retreat. I think this has been going on for 30 years, right?
We're
20-something years, and we're up here in Zephyr Point, Tahoe, and I have to tell you, too bad it's not on video, because what I'm looking at is all these beautiful faces. What they're looking at over my shoulder is Lake Tahoe, and the sun is setting, and it is absolutely beautiful. So I really want to thank Susan, where are you? There. Wow, Susan! Thank you so much for all the work and that you and your committee have done to put this together. And thank you for asking me to be of service. And I live to serve and I serve to live, right? And I believe that service is the divine multiplier. And just to since we kind of had a little pre-start before we got on recording, let me put this out there. My name is Sherry Maher. I'm a compulsive overeater and I am your leader for this weekend. Hi. So nice to see all of you. And Susan, so where's the rest of your committee? Can I just see a show of hands just to acknowledge all the work that's gone into this? Great. You guys, thank you so much. So it's really important that, it's not because I'm here that we're having this retreat. It's because each one of us are here. It's because the people that walked before us that were here. It's because Bill Wilson had enough courage to stand at that turning point in the Akron, Ohio hotel and to look into that bar of gay conviviality, thinking about having, man, am I going to have a lonely weekend, I can just have a few drinks, right? Am I going to do that? And then he caught a glimpse of the church directory, and he just got that shiver, and he turned away. And he went and he picked up he went into the phone booth and I've got pictures and we'll be talking more about that. But he made that choice. He was at that turning point. And we're going to stand on that turning point this weekend. We're either going to choose to return to turn to the powerless, or we're going to turn and make a choice to walk more fully with the powerful. We're just going to seek power in the powerless, i.e. food and our fractured selves, where the addiction grows up and out of, or we're going to choose to really come close to home and close that gap between ourselves and God and really seek power in the powerless. And so, it's everybody counts or nobody counts. So make sure this weekend that you take time, get to know each other. We have, our own families that we were born up in. The real family that you're going to find is the people that you meet in this room. And the girl that I met at my first OA meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, do you realize I know her to this day? Do you know that I can go to any OA meeting in any state, in any country, and walk in, and I can just go, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It just feels like I've known you forever. We just get that eye contact, we get that soul contact, and it's like it's not like, oh, hi, how are you, blah, blah, blah. It's just like we go straight to the gut, straight to the soul, because we know each other. And I hope I know, we're going to all connect on that level this weekend. So anyhow, it's wonderful to be here. And let me just get a couple of, I'm going to go into my story in a little bit, but just to kind of highlight a little bit, I'd just like to see how many people have been to the ABCs of abstinence before. Okay? And where'd you hit the ABCs? Where'd you go? Oh, Carson City? Fremont?
Long Beach.
Long Beach?
Somewhere in Los
Okay, great. Are you up for here from Long Beach?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, hi, Long Beach. I'll be back down there September 12th. All right, great. See you back there. Where else?
Bakersfield.
Well, where's Bakersfield? Where are you?
Southern Hill.
No, I know you. Now, I just wanted to say, hey, what's your name? Hey, Rhonda, good to see you. Really good to see you. Wow, that brings back a lot of memories. That's great. A lot of memories. Hey, I was going through breast cancer at the time. That's a whole nother story. Wow, really great to see. Anybody else? Yeah.
There was a retreat up in Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, and then did somebody host, did they do it with the tapes there? Because who presented there? Okay. So what's happened? Just to let you know a little bit about the ABCs, and I'll go into a lot more of the history and all of that. In fact, I'm just going to save that for you tomorrow. The ABCs of abstinence has gone worldwide, from one person telling to another. There's been no promotion in this or anything else, and it has raised a ton of money for OA, and it has helped thousands and thousands of people to really find their abstinence. I'm a big believer in unity through diversity. You know, I can't do your abstinence, you can't do mine, because you have your blood coursing through your veins, I've got my blood coursing through my veins, and we can't just put the plug in the jug. So it's really, you know, dignity through diversity. So we're going to be doing the ABCs of abstinence. Get into that. I know that we're having a little warbling sound, and if this gets real bad, I'm going to have them move that speaker to the back. So, who is from this immediate area here? Anybody from this area, from Tahoe? Yeah.
Truckee.
Oh, from Truckee. Great. Okay. Yes. And you too.
Born in Carson City now.
Oh, cool. Okay. Great. Yeah. Great. And who's from like the farthest out? Who's come the farthest, do you think?
Shalani. I drove from Phoenix.
Phoenix! Woo! Rockin'! What's your name?
Judy.
Judy, hi. Great. Have we talked on the phone before?
No.
Oh, I'm so honored to have you here. Oh, that's so fantastic. Okay, anybody else from out of state? Okay, and so let me just kind of take a pulse of the room. Why'd you come to this retreat? Why'd you come to the ABCs or this retreat? What are you hoping to get? Raise your hand.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie, and I'm going to walk around with a microphone.
My fellow man.
Your fellow man.
In recovery.
I would like just to have you kind of share a little bit. Who else? Why'd some of the rest of you come?
Hi, I'm Liz, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Liz.
I come because this is a safe place for me to experience recovery. Thank you.
And what do you want to get this weekend?
I don't know. Whatever my higher power brings me.
Okay. Okay, great.
It's different every year.
It's different every year. It's not on, okay? I don't have my glasses on. You turn that on. Okay, great.
Okay, I'm Carol.
Hey, Carol.
And I came last year for the first time and was just blown away by the whole thing, and it really changed my abstinence.
Wonderful. And what are you hoping to get this year, Carol?
More of the same.
Great, okay. What do you want to deepen in your abstinence and your spiritual recovery?
Good question.
What's the first thing that came into your head?
With abstinence?
What came up?
When I was here last year, I stopped eating my binge food completely.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really done anything else. I need to kind of hone it in a little bit now.
Okay, so we're going to fine-tune this weekend. Okay, great. Who else has something that they want to work on this weekend? Great.
Hi, I'm Deborah, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Deborah.
This is my very first time. So I just came from hearing from my friends that it's an awesome experience, so I just wanted to come and experience it for myself and hope to go home and be so thrilled that I came.
Okay. What's the one thing you want to be free of in your life?
Pasta.
Pasta! Okay.
That is my biggest demon.
I'm okay. I'm Italian, and I grew up eating pasta breakfast, morning, and night.
Okay, great. So, do you know it's possible to peacefully coexist with pasta? I'm telling you, it's. I love it. Couldn't eat it for a while, but I love it now. Had to find my right relationship with it.
Hi, I'm Mary, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Mary.
I just thinking of the words mental obsession, to have that lifted so that I don't go back to the food.
Okay. What are you obsessing about?
Food.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, just that, no, I'm thinking of that, you know, in the big book, that mental blank spot when we think it's okay to have whiskey in our milk.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm terrified of that happening, where I'll just say, oh, I can have cake. What am I thinking?
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of why I'm here, is that I need to remember that I'm different than other people. And I have this mental obsession that will try to bring me right back to mm-hmm. the food.
When was the last time that you had that thought, oh, I can have cake?
Oh, that was just a few days ago. But I'm able to hear it and then say, you know, oh, that's the mental obsession. No, I can't.
Okay.
I'm more worried about being blindsided.
Okay, so we want some tools for you to stop getting blindsided.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want tools?
Yeah.
You want to...
my relationship with my higher power, I know, is the answer, and I'm here just to absorb more and have more fellowship and hear you.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Okay, so one of the things, what's that?
I've talked too long.
No, you haven't. No, because everything that you share here today is really important, because a lot of us in the room, there's going to be a lot of people that are like, I want to ask the question, but I'm so afraid. Okay, so one of the things that might be rattling around in your head would be, God, heal and guide my perception with my fear about a blind side. Guide and heal my perception about a fear of the blind side. Guide and heal my perception with my fear of pasta. Because a lot of times our best thinking says, throw the baby out with the bathwater. But a lot of times in that thinking, throw the baby out with the bathwater, we can do that for 2 weeks, 2 months, maybe 2 years, and then boom, what happens? We have a still worse relapse, right? So we want to be God directed. We don't want to have somebody tell us what to do. We want that. We want to be obedient to that feeling inside of us, because our feelings are given to us by God, and our feelings are not supposed to run us. They're supposed to be nothing more than a way to navigate us back to our seat of power, i.e. God. Okay? So someone else, I saw another hand. Hey.
My name is Georgia. I'm a compulsive eater.
Georgia?
What I came for is a deeper commitment to recovery.
Okay. What part of your recovery?
From food addiction.
Okay. What part? We're going to dial in.
Oh, okay.
No. So this weekend, we're all here. Is anybody brand new to OA? Boom. Not a newcomer in us. So everybody is, we're now going to drop the big, broad roller brush in our life. We're going to drop the labels. We're now going to pick up the tiny little paintbrush. Where's my paintbrush? How about a magic wand? Does it every time, right? Okay. Well, get rid of that roller brush, okay? We really want to know what's in our head. Put down the roller brush. We're going to pick up the little paintbrush and say what it is. So say what that is.
So a deeper commitment to a reasonable food plan.
Okay.
And the 12 steps.
Okay. What part of the 12 steps do you feel really, really comfortable with?
Well, I feel comfortable with all of them. I just don't keep them uppermost in my mind. I'm easily distracted.
Okay, see how that fine-tuning? Boom, within 2 seconds she goes, ooh, I'm easily distracted. Okay, God, heal and guide my perception so that I will stop getting distracted. God, heal and guide my perception so I can keep my eyes on you so that I can walk in these steps. So to develop that more, yes. Get over here. I think I'm gonna need an assistant for a mic runner. Go ahead.
I'm Scarlett. I'm a compulsive reader.
Hey, Scarlett.
For me, I want to get I've been around a while and really let my program go this past 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And even my relationship with my higher power, which had been really strong at one point. And so I want that back.
Okay.
Both my commitment to my program and my relationship with my higher power.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Okay. So does anybody here want anything that sounds really weird off the wall? Not at all, right? We basically all really want the same thing. We really want to dig in deep and really have what we're all really, really entitled to. All right, I'm going to turn this off. I do think we need a little bit of light in here, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let there be light. How's that? Okay. Excellent. All right. So let me tell you a little bit, I'm going to give you a little bit of highlights about our weekend. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, and you're going to be hearing plenty of my story all weekend long because I'm going to be lacing it with all the work that we're going to be doing. And then this evening, we're going to be doing setting your intention for the week and really focusing on what's your intention? What do you want? What do you want out of this weekend? And then tomorrow from 9 to noon, we're going to be doing the first part of the ABCs of abstinence, mapping out your abstinence and your food plan and getting clear on the difference. And then we'll have that afternoon break, lovely afternoon break. And pardon me. And we will, then we will have a drop the rock writing exercise. We do a 12-step writing exercise on one problem. And then we do the drop the rock. And if we have time, because this is a perfect place to literally walk right out there, and I think that we will have time, and I'll go into that tomorrow, and we can literally go right out to Lake Tahoe and literally pew! And that's a kind of miraculous thing that we've done. And then in the evening, we're going to do irritated versus bitterly disappointed, and that's kind of Now, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Do you know this thing that I do? What's that?
What?
Oh yeah. Okay, so that's we're going to be doing that, and then we're also that part. We'll be doing safe from relapse with the ABC's recovery quotient, and then Sunday morning we'll be doing connecting to your higher power, which is kind of like a mini 1 hour retreat with God. It's a writing exercise, and then that will be followed by the self-addressed stamped envelope. And in the self-addressed stamped envelope, you're going to write a letter to yourself, to your God, to whoever, and you're going to address it to you. You're going to say whatever you want in it. It can be your intention, whatever you want to just surrender, how you envision it can be whatever you want. And you're going to really let it go. And you're going to trust that if you do your part, that God has no problem bringing to you what your desire is, as long as you stay center point with your higher power. Okay? And then I'm going to take those letters in my little ABC mailbox, and when I get home in my office, I put it on the highest shelf in my office, and it's up there with all the rest of the other ABC's letters that I've collected this year. And 1 year from today, I will mail those back to you, and then you get to see how far you've come, and you will be very humbled and very, very moved the change that you have made in your life. Okay, because I believe that what you ask for God in prayer, He answers in physical form. I also believe that if you take one step towards God, He takes 10 on your behalf. God feeds the birds, but He doesn't throw the seeds into their nests. And so it is with us. God has given us this beautiful 12-step program called Overeaters Anonymous. And we're all very, very different, but we're all very much the same. And this can be done. So that's a little bit about our weekend. Does anybody have any questions so far? Okay. The mind can only absorb as much as your Heine can take. So the morning session is going to be from 9 to noon, and so it's pretty intense. So it's like just take a break whenever you need it. Just run in, run out, because I'm trying to get as much as I can in there. And just want to say that. And let's let go of some stuff. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We only have today. Let us begin. So before we go any farther, Rick, can you move this little warbly? Can you plug that in, perhaps, in that little thing there? Because you do feel like there's a little chicken coop here, right? We have little birds or something.
There's chickens here.
Well, I saw rabbits out there, but I didn't see chickens. Okay. All right. So I don't know if we're recording. Okay.
Chicken's gone.
Chicken's gone. Chicken. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Okay. All right, so here's the numbers, okay? Once again, my name is Sherry Maher. I'm a compulsive overeater. I have 25 years of back-to-back perfect abstinence with an imperfect food plan. Oh, you know what? I left the most important thing out of this whole deal. Susan, help. Go in the room. You've got to get my dress. It's in a carrier. There's a black carrier. How terrible. You know? How terrible. Okay, so anyhow, my top weight was 260 pounds, busting out of a size 24. She's going to go get my dress right now because I have walked into meetings before, and this was such a compliment to me, okay? Because, I mean, who wants to belong to the Fat Chick Club, right? Like, I didn't. I was like, why can't I become, you know, with the Cocaine Anonymous people or the alcoholic? Why do I have to be the Fat Girls Club, you know? I've always been the Fat Chick. So, anyhow, so I walk into this meeting, right, and I walk in like this, right, and I'm a size 6. I'm 60 years old. I'll be 60 years old in November, and I've looked like this for 25 years. And so I walk into this meeting, and this girl, she walks by me, right? She's been in for program forever. I couldn't believe she even said this to me. So out of character. She goes, bulimic, huh? What a way! And then that part of me, you know, that kooky part of me, it was like, oh, yay, because I'm just a fat chick in disguise, you know. It's just like, thank you so much. And so I just got such a kick out of that, and I thought, boy, isn't she just going to dig my story? So, anyhow, just to make a crazy mess up here, but... Here is my size 24 dress. Okay, it's like a bed sheet. Can't even see me, can you? So I usually find a place to hang this for the weekend, so we will somehow get a place to hang that. But until then, we will just lay this puppy right here. Okay, this is my size 6. Okay, this was my engagement photo that I... wore when I got engaged to my wonderful husband, who is up here this weekend with me, who is picking up a couple of things that I still need. So that was our engagement photo. We've been married 21 years, and so that was our engagement photo. So that dress is about 22 years old. And so when we were married 17 years, now that dress is a little too short to be wearing at this age. So I wore like leggings and those little short boots. We went to Paris and I rocked that dress. So it's so cool to still wear that dress. And here's my pictures. And when I was in Seattle last month doing the ABCs there, I had found out that my little dress, that photo had popped out of there, so I need to get another one replaced in there. But it's real fun to have that, to have the photograph of that in there. So I'm going to put some of these. Oops. I'm so sorry that I... Oh, well. Things happen, and you can't always... It's life on life's terms, right? Okay, so here's my pictures. So I got those numbers out of the way, right? So here's my pictures. And I always keep these normal pictures here in the front. And so here I am, the dark-haired girl here. This is my little sister with blonde hair. Never know how that happened because I'm the blonde today. I love it. But you know what? When you look at this, when you see these pictures, there's nothing wrong with me. You look at her and you go, I think I'm probably about 12 years old. Nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong. But it already started right here. I love this outfit. Little cute white pants, pink and hot pink top back in the 60s, those cute little sandals, and I just had that disdain for myself, that self-loathing. It had already started. And then here I am with my best girlfriend, and we're skiing up in Big Bear. She's the one with the sunglasses, and I'm not. And I look at her, and I go, oh, wow, there was nothing wrong with her. And I had that disdain and that self-loathing, and people would go, oh, Sherry, you're so pretty. And I'd go, what do they see? What do they want? Why do they say that? It's so disgusting. And so we'd ski up the hill, and I'd sit on the chairlift looking, and I'd look down at my legs, and I'd go, ugh. And it was just the constant disdain, constant disdain. And so then you can see in that the next photograph that I literally dieted my way to be 100 pounds overweight. And so, you know, when you're young, you can eat a lot of food and kind of get away with it because you're very, very active. And so, see, the saddest part of my story is that I only have 25 years of abstinence. Now, a lot of people would go, wow, Sherry, that's a long time. You have 25 years. And I go, yeah, I only have 25 years. Because the reality is that I could have 36 years of abstinence. Now, on September 12th, which is coming up really fast, September 12th of 1989 is my abstinence date, and that's when I'll have 26 years. But when I went to my first OA meeting, which was in Atlanta, Georgia, I only had 20 pounds to lose. I literally dieted my way to be over 100 pounds overweight in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous. Anybody relate? Okay. So if you ever want to know, why does Sherry work her butt off and spend all this money and doing this and doing that for OA? Because I don't want anybody to waste one day, let alone 11 years, trying to figure it out like I did. 11 years in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous, dieting my way to be 100 pounds overweight. I never knew what abstinence was. I was clueless. So I went to my first OA meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, and I always knew I was a little weird with food. But I didn't really always know that. I always thought there was something wrong with me. I would look at her, right? And I'd look at her and I'd go, how come she can eat like that and I can't? Mm-hmm. I see her with the cocktail, the appetizer, the entree, the dessert. And why can she do it and I can't? I'd see it at breakfast. I'd see it at lunch. I'd see it at dinner. I'd see her have chips in between. I'd see her have candy bars. I'd see him do all that kind of stuff. And I was like, what's wrong with me? There's got to be something wrong with me. Well, guess what? She wasn't doing it 24/7. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. So I went to my first OA meeting. And like I said, I met one of my very dearest friends there. And so we went to have coffee afterwards. And have you met some really neat people in OA? We really have, right? I mean, really rich, really, rich, rich soul, good, good, good people. Like, I think the people in OA makes up for the bad people in my family. It's like, thank you, God. So, I mean, OA is like kind of, you know, it has made up for the craziness of my family. So anyhow, I had this 20 pounds to lose. So I went to OA, and guess what? I lost the 20 pounds, and I said, great, problem solved, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, and I just walked right out of those rooms. And then you know what happened, right? Put it all back on, plus more. And then I came back, right? Okay. Hung out, blah, 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 did the OA thing. And I literally laced my life with OA and literally dieted my, you know, up and down, up and up and down. So anyhow, so now, just to kind of fast forward, so I was in Atlanta, and I had a business in New Orleans, and I was successful. And I had a business in New Orleans, I was on everybody's A-list, I had the Porsche, I had it all going on. So you know when it says about that our lives are unmanageable in the first step? I could not get, my life was unmanageable. So I just encourage you, if you're at that same thing, and you can't get that your life is unmanageable, you can at least admit we're unmanageable with food, right? Because remember, this is not Alcoholics Anonymous. This is Overeaters Anonymous. So AA, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, was intended for Alcoholics Anonymous. So adaptation is not the same as intention. So we've adapted it. So we must remember that we've adapted it. And we have to remember that we realize we know only a little, so we are always a work in progress, not just the individual, but our program also. So I feel like I'm in a meeting, and it's like, click, I hear that click, click, and it's like, time's up. It's like, oh, no, you got 3 days, Sherry. So, I think my time schedule is off, because I thought I was starting at 7:30 tonight. Am I ending at 9:30 tonight? Okay, so I really couldn't get that part of it. So anyhow, I came back to LA, you know, let me just fast forward so I can cover all our stuff that we're going to do tonight. So I come back to LA, and that girl in the photograph, my friend, my best friend, she knew never to mess with my food. And she said, you know, they're doing a weight loss study in so-and-so's place. Her friend was a doctor who was renting out his office space to some other doctor, but it wasn't like the same doctor type thing. What, does that make sense? Whatever. Practice, yeah. This has been recorded so many times, and you can get this all over the place. It's been a long flight to get up here. So anyhow, she goes, you might want to call him. And she goes, it's only a buck. And so I was like, yeah. And at the time, I was considering doing OptiFast. And we all know who was doing OptiFast back in the 80s, right? We won't say any names. And so I thought, okay, OptiFast, $10,000, and that's a buck. So I thought, well, let's try the $1 deal first, right? So I did that. So I go to this place, and I check in, and there's this really cute girl there. And she's, you know, behind the reception thing, and she's like, hi, how are you? Real friendly, really outgoing. And I'm like, hi. And she goes, I just lost 50 pounds. And it was like, she's got the magic wand. And I go, here? And she goes, no. She goes, oh, you know what? They're going to call you. Go on in. Come back next week, and I'll tell you. And I said, okay. And I was like, oh, she's got the magic wand. Well, if this doesn't work, then I can always do this. And so I, okay, is that good? Okay. Okay. All the way. Okay. If you want to know on the recording what's happening, I'm not standing here taking my clothes off. They are opening the things so that we can see this beautiful sunset. So I have to turn around and look at it too. Here, I'll open this one. It is stunning. Oops. Okay, we have to do this. Oh my gosh. Whew. That is beautiful, huh? Wow. Okay, feast your eyes on that. So let's say this. So if one day comes along and you go, I have nothing to be grateful for. I am so unhappy in my life. I want you to remember sitting in this room, and I want you to remember that you got 2 feet on the floor. You got 2 hands. You got 2 eyes. You got 2 ears. You got everything you need, and you get to feast on that. You're not living in a third world country. You're living on the American Riviera. Look at that. We have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to be grateful for, and let's never forget it. So anyhow, so she strung me out for 6 weeks. So every week I'd go back, and I'd say, you know, how'd you lose your weight? Because we'd chit-chat, we'd talk, and she was so nice. But every time I'd leave, I'd think, God, I wonder how she lost her weight. 50 pounds, man, that's a lot. You know, man, I had 100 pounds to lose. And so, and today, that weight loss thing would be called a clinical trial, right? So do you think that I lost weight or gained weight?
Gained.
See, you know who I am, right? Okay? To this